Okay.
So, B'siyata D'Shmaya, today we're going to do two topics, one a smaller one, and the other a much bigger one. The smaller one we're going to be doing is, we left off in regards to Shloshim, the prohibition for a chassan to get married, to Shloshim, if he's an Avelis, and that's Sin Shin Sadi Beis. And then we will start the Halachos Avelis Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that will take us to Shiurim, and B'siyata D'Shmaya, that will take us to the end of the Zman. The Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph tells us that when it comes to getting married, of course, we learned that there is an Isser of Simcha during Shloshim, so there will be an Isser of Nisuin as well. So the Mechaber tells us in Shin Sadi Beis, Asa Lisa Isha Kol Shloshim Yom, Afilu Below Suda, Ulachar Shloshim Mutter. So it's prohibited to marry a woman all 30 days. To do Nisuin. Nisuin, by definition, is joyous. And a Suda will certainly be Asr, but even without a Suda, Nisuin is Asr as well. That means to take her into his home. Afilu al aviv imo, even for his father and mother. Afilu las Suda. So Achar Shloshim is going to be mutter to get married if it's available for your father and mother. So that's an exception. Yud Beis Chodesh is not going to contradict Nisuin. The Mechaber continues, Mutl Kaddish Isha Afil B'yomat Misa. However, Kiddushin is not considered one of Simcha, and therefore, even if a relative died on that day, so the halacha is that it would be Mutl. Hu Shelo Yasa Suda Elim Kein Avru Shlosha Yomim. But they cannot make a Su'uda. The Ramah quotes those who disagree, V'yeshom D'gam La'ares Aser Kol Shoshim Yom. And he says that Erisin as well is going to be Aser all Shloshim, because when it comes to Erisin, there is a minority opinion who holds that Erisin is Simcha, or there are some who say that the reason why Erisin is Aser is because Erisin, which leads to Simcha, Erisin can lead to Simcha, and others can lead to a Su'uda, in such a case it's going to be Aser. Okay, so that is Sif Aleph. The Mechaber continues in Sif Beis, Mesa Ishtai Aser Lisa Acheres. So this the Gemara also spells out on Daf Chav Gimel, and the Gemara says that if the halacha is that for Avelis for a wife is different, the halachas of marrying are different than all other Avelim. So normally, if a person loses a father, so then they're allowed to get remarried after 30 days. However, when it comes to one's a wife, so then, according to most Mefarshim, the reason is because he still shouldn't forget her. He won't forget her within a year's time, or three regalim's time. And the halacha is that you're not allowed to be with one woman and think about another woman. So therefore, the halacha is, Ad sh'yavru aleha shalosh regalim. The halacha is that it's going to be aser for shalosh regalim for him to get married. So that's the basic rule. And the Mechaber flushes out a lot of these details. Roshan v'Yom Kippurim einam chashuvim kireg kiregalim l'inyazeh v'im lo kiyam mitzvah period v'rivi. But if he didn't fulfill the mitzvah b'ruvu o she'esh lo banim ketanim, or he has small children. In other words, he has small children that need a mother, and their mother or his wife has passed away. Oh, she'en lo mishi mishmashenu mutter. Or if he doesn't have someone to take care of him, unless he's going to get married, so that's an exception to the rule. So the Mechaber has the following. He says three exceptions. The exceptions are someone who wasn't Mekayim Pruvu, or he has Banim Ketanim, or without getting married, he won't have someone to take care of him. So then, Mutu L'Kaddish Miyad, V'lichnos Achar Shiva. Then he could get married immediately and do Nisuin after Shiva, V'lo Yavo Aleha Ad La'Achar Shoshim Yom. But nevertheless, he still has a requirement to wait 30 days, with the exception is if he hasn't fulfilled Pru Revu. So you see how significant Pru Revu is, that it's only if he hasn't, even though there are many Yisurim, if a person hasn't fulfilled Pru Revu, so then in such a case, Az Mutar Lavo Aleha Achar Shiva. So this is the Mechaber. The Badei HaShulchan in Shin Sadi Beis, it was in last week's booklet, but I believe it's in this week's booklet as well, in Sif Katan Lame Beis, gives more exceptions. So we saw three exceptions to the Mechaber. Halfway through page Shin Yud Gimel, it's it's rubbed out a little in the page number in the booklet, but second page, the Badei HaShulchan says as follows. He says there are four more instances where we could be mekel. And he says number or four more justifications that poskim have for a husband who lost a wife to get married within the year or within the shalosh regalim. First exception is there are some poskim who say that even if he already fulfilled pruervu, that he has a son and a daughter, nevertheless there still is a mitzvah to have more children. And since there's a mitzvah to more have more children, so then in such a case they'd be allowed to do it to do earlier, which is not the pashas of Shulchan Aruch. The pashas of Shulchan Aruch is only if he didn't fulfill pruervu. But there are poskim who are of that position, because there is a shita Rabbi Yoshua who holds that there still is a mitzvah of pruervu even after a son and daughter. Number two, another exception is if the woman has small children, then the halacha would be that you're doing a mitzvah by taking in small children. In other words, the woman he's remarrying has small children, so then in such a case, for the mitzvah to bring them to a father and another means of support, then that would be as well mutter. Number three is that some hold that this whole Gemara is only talking about a man who was married to two women and one of them passed away. And then it's a problem to bring in a tzara within that period of time. But if he's talking about a man who was married to a single woman, one woman, and then she passes away, then that halach would not apply. Number four is that if they were, for whatever reason, not able to be together, the couple was not able to be together because she was sick, for example, and they weren't together already, so then the clock is going to start earlier. The clock doesn't start that from the time of death, but the clock will start from the time that she wasn't well, the woman who passed away. So it could very well be that it'll be a much shorter period of time. Okay, so that is the halachos of Shin Sadi Beis. And now, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we begin the halachos of Avelos on Shabbos and Yontif. This is a beautiful, beautiful sugya, and of course, very lemaisa. The sugya starts with a beautiful iyun. The Gemara tells us in Moikatan Adav Tez Vav Amebeis, the Gemara tells us that the rule is that if there's moed and regel that clash, for example, if someone has a karov who passes away on the regel, so then the rule is asi asei derabin, the mitzvah asei of Yom Tov is doche the avelus diyachid. It's doche the avelus of the yachid. So, for example, in your booklet, we have the Rambam after the Gemaras. The Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel, codifies this halacha. Zok Teheliga Rambam. HaRegalim V'chein Rosh Hashanah V'yom HaKippurim Ein Davar Medivrei Avelis Noig Ben. The Rambam says that there's no Nihugi Avelis at all. L'chol HaKoyver Esmeisai Afilu Shoh Achas Kodem HaRegel O Kodem Rosh Hashanah V'yom HaKippurim Batlan Menug Zer Shiva. And hence, we have the rule that Yom Tov will be Mevatel Shiva. Nimtzemon el'achar Hashem Yom HaKippurim Shlosh Shiva Esrim Yom. Now the calculations that we'll do in the last shiur about the halachas of Regel being Mevatel Shiva and Mevatel Shloshim, but we have this rule, and the Rambam says that you're not knowing, there isn't any hanhaga of Avelus whatsoever. However, there is a position of the Bali Tosos that disagree. Tosos on Daf Chav Gimel Amabez and Divra Maskel Yesh and Divra Maskel Manda Omar, Tosos there and Tosos in Ksubis on Daf Dalet Amid Aleph are all of the opinion that there is a little bit of Avelus that we're knowing. And that is that we're knowing Dvarim Shebitzina. So there's a machlokis between Tosos and the Rambam, and in a case of where there's a Ptira on Yom Tov, is there Avelus Bitsina or not? So we have a machlokis rishon. The Beis Yosef quotes both opinions in Simin Shin Sadi Tes, and he paskins like the shita that says that there is dvarim shebitsina. So that's halacha. La halacha, we're knowing dvarim shebitsina both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, in his fantastic shir that I've extolled the tremendous depth of that shir, Rav Soloveitchik asked that at the end of the day, both the shitos and the Rambam, as well as Tosos, are difficult to understand. First of all, he asked, why is it that you can't keep Yom Tov and Avelos together? Yom Tov has the mitzvahs of Karbanos, and Avelos has Nihugei Avelos. Why are they so sir each other? Question number one. Question number two, if you take a look in your booklet, it's right after the Rambam, it's in Oz Vav. He says he doesn't understand both the Shita of the Rambam as well as the Shita of Tosas. He says, the Mishnah tells us on Daf Yutes on the Beis, Shabbos Ola Ve'ena Mafsekes, Regalim Mafsikim Ve'ena Olim. The rule is that Shabbos counts towards Shiva. The Regal is Mafsik, but the day of Regal doesn't count. That means that if someone is buried on Yom Tov, then the Shiva begins only after Yom Tov, and there's 7 days. And the Rambam says that there's no Avelus at all. And we pointed out the Bali Tosus are Cholik. And he says, Vihine Ladasa Rama Machiluk Pain Shabbos Regal Poshut, Shabbos Nogim Bod Varm Shabbat Sinna, Oluminium Velus, Brum Regal She'ein Avelus Nog Bod Cholikur, Eino Ola. So when it comes to the Rambam's position, we understand, at least one part we understand, and that is why the Rambam says that you won't be Noeg Dvarim Shabbat Sin on Yom Tov, but you would be Noeg Dvarim Shabbat Sin on Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos counts towards Shiva, and Yom Tov doesn't count toward Shiva. Ach l'shitas ha-tosos, ha-sovim ki Dvarim Shabbat Sin and Noeg Mishnei, and Tzarech Yun Ma'ishna. But according to Tosos, who says that you Noeg Dvarim Shabbat Sin in both of those cases, so then what is the difference between the two? So Rav Soloveitchik asks, what's the pshat within the Shita of Tosos? Now similarly, you could ask the following question within the Rambam, and that is, why should Yom Tov and Shabbos be different? At the end of the day, if you're not Noeg Avelus B'Farhesia, so then either you're Noeg Dvarim Shebetzina on both Shabbos and Yom Tov, or not. What's the difference between the two? So both the Rambam, Tosos, doesn't fit well in the fact that Shabbos is Ola and Regal is not Ola. And in the Rambam, it's not clear why exactly when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos would be different than Yom Tov in terms of Dvarim Shebet Sina. So B'siyata D'Shmaya, we're going to explain both of those Shitos and come away with a beautiful understanding of how Avelus in general, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, works. And that is as follows. Yom Tov and Avelus, we had asked, why can't they coexist with each other? Rav Soloveitchik explained that they can't coexist with each other because the kiyum of Avelus is a kiyum belev. The kiyum of Yom Tov is a kiyum belev. Avelus, we saw, ein aninus ela belev. Yom Tov, the pu'ulos of Yom Tov, yes, the pu'ulos of Yom Tov don't contradict the pu'ulos of Avelus. But the fulfillment is absolutely contradictory. And that is, Avelus is supposed to lead to sadness, and the actions of Yom Tov are supposed to lead to simcha. And those are two entirely contradictory phenomena. They're two totally contradictory phenomena. And therefore, they can't coexist with each other. This will explain very, very beautifully the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says that not only when it comes to Dvarim Shebefarhesya, an Avel can't be knowing, but an Avel can't be knowing Dvarim Shebetzina, because if an Avel is being knowing Dvarim Shebetzina, he's being knowing Avelus Belev. And therefore, the halacha is that you can't have the two go together. And Tosos is going to hold the following shita. Tosas is going to hold that Dvarim Shebitzina, what you're doing is the following thing. What you're doing is, I want to find this quote over here. Yeah, it's on the top of the last page in the photocopy. The last page of Shurim Zelcher Abimari. He says, when it comes to, Soloveitchik says it very, very clearly. So I'll read his words. Bram HaTeretz Pashut. Last page, the first column. Last page of Shurim Zelcher Abimari in the booklet. Avela Shloshim Chaluka Me Avela Shiva. Ba Avela Shiva Nemra Chalos Kim Avela Shebeleva Mufkas Meregel. Ach ba Avela Shloshim Ein Shum Kim Avelos Rak Isurim. L'fichach noeg hu beregel kol osa advarim she'enem evatel as ha'kibud va'oneg shel regel. When it comes to the halachos of shloshim, so that it doesn't contradict the halach, the yom tov itself. Nihuge shloshim aren't going to contradict. And similarly, dvarim shebitzina also doesn't contradict. Elo Shehim Sovrim, this is on the previous page. Actually, the part of Shloshim I'll get back to in a second. The previous page, Elo Shehim Sovrim Kedas HaSmak, Sheyeshna Le'isra Avelus Gam B'li Kiyum, Kemo Kodim Kvura Shenoag Avelus B'li Minyan. We learned in the past that when it comes to the Shita of the Balei Tosas, they hold, and this is how we paskin also La Halacha, that even though you don't have a kiyum of avelos yet, there are isurei avelos that apply to an onen. So the reason why you're knowing on Yom Tov is not for the kiyum shebelev, but is the isur of avelos. So dvarim shebitzina are going to be usur because the dvarim shebitzina are an isur of avelos. Ein achanami, it's not to reach that place of kiyum. It's not to reach that place of Kiyum, because the Kiyum and the Yom Tov can't coexist with each other. But Isurei Avelos, that is still going to apply. Just like we saw, that there wasn't yet a Kiyum of Avelos before Kvura, but there are Isurei Avelos. Now, this point I just started telling you about Shloshim, here let me first introduce you in the tour, and then I'll read it to you again inside in Rav Soloveitchik Shiurim. Okay, so far so good, Rabbosai. We answered all the three Tzarachiyuns. We answered why regel is soser, particularly is soser avelus, and we've explained why you would not even have dvarim shebitzina. And Tosas, who does say that dvarim shebitzina, he's lishitaso, who holds that isurei avelus aren't necessarily kiume avelus. V'arayu, you have isurei avelus, for example, dvarim shebitzina tashmesh shamita, that's usher by an one. It's also going to be usher for an avel, even if the goal is not the kiyum. In other words, what will come out according to Tosos is that the kiyum shebelev will only be with the dvarim shebefarhesu, will be the full avelus experience.
And what's the chiluk between Shabbos and Yom Tov?
Oh, and now we're ready to discuss the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. That when it comes to Yom Tov there's a chiyuv of simcha, and Shabbos, there is no chiyuv of simcha. And that's going to be the shita of the Rambam. How Balei Tosas hold the fact that Yom Tov and Shabbos are equated, so that I have in my Sefer in Ksuvis, that's not relevant to us because it's not lahalacha. We paskin the split between Shabbos and Yom Tov. I started reading the piece of how it connects to Shloshim. It also connects to Shloshim as well. If you take a look in Shin Tzad Yites, the Mechaber, let's see how Shin Tzad Yites Aleph, let's see how this all shakes down the halacha, and I'll bring out this point about Shloshim more clearly. Says the Mechaber, HaKover Mesoi Kodem HaRegel, B'inyin Shechal Olov Avelus, V'noig Bo, Afilu Sho Achas Kodem HaRegel, HaRegel Mafsiko Avelus. So, Yom Tov is Mafsik Avelus, U'mivatol Menugzer Shiva, and it's Mivatol Shiva, V'yimei HaRegel Olam Lolam Inyin Shloshim. Okay. Now, how you may regel olam l'minyan shloshim, Emir Tzashem will discuss in the last shiur. continues the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues. V'dafka shenoag avelus b'osa shah, afilo noag el dvarm shevet sina. When will the yomtov break avelus? As long as he was knowing some type of avelus. Kigon sheshama shmua kro b'yom shabbat shechalios b'er regel. Sheafal b'she'en noag el dvarm shevet sina, ha regel mafsik. So he has to start avelus, and the regel will be mafsik. Avalim shogak, his it v'lo noag avelus, o sheikar v'chashech v'lo yochol linog, ein a regel mavatel avelus. Kol shken, etc., etc. She'ein a regel mevato el noeg b'regel dvarim shebitzina. On regel, we're noeg dvarim shebitzina. So he says, we're noeg dvarim shebitzina. Umonig shiva achar regel. The Mechaber goes on and says, the same would apply in regards to shloshim. The Mechaber says, towards the end. V'regel, this is about 6-7 lines before Sif Beis, V'regel ola l'minyin shloshim, sharei din shloshim dahainu giyutz v'tisporas nogam v'regel, v'to lo mitaras regel b'vados abhem, ela af mitaras ovel, sharei muteras ha-regel, sharei mitaras ha-regel, mutar l'vosh kelim m'guatzim chadoshim levanim, v'notel tziparna b'mismarayim. So even though when it comes to regel, there are things that are also in a regel, that are also by an avel, so then you could argue that he wasn't noheg nihuge shloshim, but nevertheless, the halacha is that some dinim of shloshim apply to an avel that would not apply for yomtiv. For example, cutting one's nails, or simchas mereus. So an avel can't, let's focus on Simchas Mereus, because cutting nails is more complicated. An avel can't go to Simchas Mereus on Yom Tov. So he is noeg shloshim on Yom Tov as well. Now, that niug of shloshim is not the same level of niug as shiva. And therefore, when it comes to shloshim, we paskin just like we paskin, there's isurei avelus during the shiva on Yom Tov, and it's not contradicted. So too, isurei shloshim are not the kiyum of avelus belev, but rather it's a hanhaga for a person to show. And now we've learned a distinction between shiva and shloshim, that shiva can't coexist with Yom Tov, but when it comes to Nihuge Shloshim, that would be able to coexist. And it's a machlokes Rambam and Tosfos whether Dvarim Shebitzina could coexist, and we paskin that it can coexist. In other words, we have Dvarim Shebitzina, which are Isure Avelus and aren't Kiyume Avelus. Ad kan, Rav Soloveitchik's beautiful, beautiful idea. We're now ready to begin to see how this applies in regards to Shabbos. And of course, the Mechaber begins in Simin Taf. Shabbos eino mafsik avelus v'olol minyan shiva. So according to the position of the Rambam, it's beautiful. Shabbos is not mafsik avelus because it's noeg dvarim shebitzina, and it's olol minyan shiva because there is no contradiction between the avelus and the day of Shabbos. In contrast to Yom Tov, where there is a contradiction. Halacha l'maitza, we will say that even if you're noeg dvarim shebitzina on Yom Tov, but that's only isurei avelus. It's not a kiyum. The dvarim shebitzina is not the kiyum of avelus. The full kiyum of avelus could only be if he's acting like an avel entirely, right? We're going to learn shortly that the avel is supposed to wear his shoes during his shiva. So then in such a case, he's not having the full avelus experience. If that's so, it's only isurei avelus and not a kiyum. While according to the Rambam, it's a kiyum. But at the end of the day, now we make sense. It's not just these are dry halachas. Now everything makes sense. Why Shabbos is olol minyan shiva and it's not mafsik avelus. In contrast to regel, it will break the avelus because regel can't coexist with the other. And then, by the way I'm being masbir, I think, from Rav Soloveitchik is better than the way the Badei HaShulchan says it. Shaharei, this is how, now the flow of the Shulchan Aruch is very beautiful. Shaharei ktsas dinei avelus noegim bo, because partial avelus are knowing. What, in other words, the reason why you have Shabbos as being Ola Minyan Shiva is because you are Ksastini Avelis Noeg, Dahainu Dvarim Shevet Sinna, and therefore, once you have Dvarim Shevet Sinna, it's going to work. Now, to understand the next part of the Mechaber, then we need to go to the next Gemara. The Gemara Chav Dalid Amid Aleph tells us the expression Pachaz Chova Natar Rishus. So, if we take a look at the Tur in Simin Tav, the Tur spells us out. He says, Pachaz, the Kaimalon, Pachaz, Chova, Natar Rishus. What's the pay? Pay is Priyas Harosh. That normally the halacha is that the Oval has to be Mutaf. And on Shabbos, so as not to contradict Shabbos, he undoes his Ituf. Shigmalei Matifasa. What's Ches? Ches is Chazeres Kera Lachorav. He turns his kera backwards. What zayin skifas amita? So you have to do all of these things. That's chova. Now, the Gemara then says, and the next things, natar, that's a rishus. We're going to have different ways amongst the Amoraim and the Rishonim how to understand it. Let's first define it. Natar rishus. Natar is nilas hasandel. Tuf is tashmish amita. Reish is rechitza. So, you could read it two ways. You could read it that all of these things are rishus. That if you want, you could be knowing it. And if you want, you can't. You don't have to be knowing dine avelus. Which would mean that these things would be mutter. However, we paskin that when it comes to those things that are dvarim shebet sinna, those are things that are going to be usser. In other words, rishus means you don't have to keep it if it's bifarhesia. But if it's bitsina, so then the halach is it's still going to be usser. So therefore, tashmish hamita is going to be usser. And rishus also means that when it's bifarhesia, then you're supposed to do it. Not that you could or you can't, but rather you are supposed to. However, the Torah tells us that as long as you're doing one of those things, that's going to be enough. In other words, if you are wearing your shoes, then al pi dinei gemara, you do not need to take off the atifa. If you have the atifa off, so then in such a case, then you don't have to. Then you don't have to wear shoes. But the halacha is that pachaz, those things that are clear, that are clearly contradictory to Shabbos, pachaz, that's a chova. But natar, that is going to be a rishus. But we have a distinction that the rishus, actually, those things of Dvarim Shebet Sinna, we are knowing. So let's take a look and see that in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Dehainu Dvarim Shebet Sinna, the Dvarim Shebet Sinna that we saw are Dvarim of that are Rishus, that you don't have a Chiyuv to refrain from. Sheheim Tashmish Shamita Rechitza, nevertheless, the halacha is that it's Aser. Aval Dvarim Shebet Farhesia, but those things that are done in public, we'll put aside for a moment how to read the Mechaber. Dehainu Lahasera Tifasa Lilbosh Men Olav, Viliska Hamita Bikfiasa, these things that are public, and as well as Philo Libosh Bega Karua, El Machlifo, etc., all those things, halacha is that one is going to need to do. However, even though one needs to do these things, the Shach points out in Sifkatan Beis what I just told you from the Mar-Yo, that the Mar-Yo says that the halacha is that when it comes to wearing one's shoes, then the ikur dedina, if you wore one's shoes, so then in such a case, then there wouldn't be a chiyuv even to undo the atifa. But, in other words, you need to do something that shows that you're not an avel. Once you do that one item that shows that you're not an avel, so then in such a case, you're going to be scot-free. Now, today, where people don't go by atifa, so then he's not going to have the option not to go with shoes. He's going to have to go with shoes because you need to take care of those of showing the farhesia. And the fact that he's not going Batifa is not going to be enough. Now, there is a big mess of how to read the Lashon HaMechaber over here. It's a big mess. But I actually leave off as a Tzara Chiyun. There's no smooth way of how to read the Mechaber. However, the Shach, in Sifkat and Aleph, Avol Dvarim Shebefarhesia, the Shach says as follows. He says, Avol Dvarim Shebefarhesia, Dehainu Lohasra Tifaso, Ein Anoik. He learns Pshat in the Mechaber, that the Mechaber is saying that since Ituf is not Noik today, then Vitzarech Lulvosh Mimala Velisko Famita, as I said before, then in such a case, he needs to wear shoes. Okay? So we've paskin the halachos. On Shabbos, Dvarim Shebetzina is going to be Aser. And he needs to be Lovesh Menolav Zakuf Mitaso. I thought that one could ask on the Shach, why does the Shach say you need to be, based on the Mechaber, that you need to be both Lovesh Menolav and Zakuf Mitaso? At the end of the day, as long as he does one, isn't that going to be enough? So I think the answer to that question is that this will be a raya to the yisod that we've developed earlier. That zekifas hamita is not a din in anhagas hahavel, but rather is a din in a bias. For example, we saw that it's not that the avel turns over one bed and sleeps on that one turnover bed, but rather all the beds in the house have to be turned over. So therefore, even though there's a kiyum of already that the avel shows that he is wearing his shoes, but nevertheless, there's going to be another halacha which says that he needs to also be zokei famita because that's a din in the bayis gishmak. Okay, now the variable of Talmud Torah is interesting. What about in regards to Talmud Torah? Do we say the Gemara didn't tell us? The Gemara didn't put Pachaz or Natar into the list of Chova or Rishus. So the Mechaber continues, V'Talmud Torah avadar shebetzina. Talmud Torah is a dar shebetzina. What does that mean? That means that Talmud Torah is aser for an avel. So bottom line is that Talmud Torah is aser for an avel even on Shabbos. That's halacha lemaisa. There is, as I mentioned to you a few shiurim ago, that the Pischei Tshuva, now we'll see it again inside, I said at the end of a shiur on another topic, now is the, and I was bringing it out for another point, but now we'll talk about this in this context, the Pischei Tshuva in Shin Sadi, Sifkat and Aleph, quotes a Tshuvas Das Eish, who says that on Yom Tov, Tashmish Amit is going to be Aser, just like Shabbos, but different than Shabbos, Talmud Torah is going to be Mutter. Why? He says, because what's the reason that Talmud Torah is Aser? It's because B'kudi Hashem Yishar Mesam Chelev. But what did we learn? We learned that on Yom Tov is a Yom HaSimcha. So since Yom Tov is a Yom HaSimcha, so then Talmud Torah is not going to be Aser. And that's what we learned, that Avel, the Simchas Regel, is the Raisa. And he adds that Avelus is the Rabbana. So this for sure, in the Shiva, is going to be the Rabbana. So that's there is a fascinating Shita that maybe an Avel is going to be able to learn Torah on Yom Tov. Even though that's Mesamech. Okay, back to Shabbos. Aval, continues the Mechaber, by the Dalet of the Shach, Lachzer ha-parsha, kivin shechayiv adam lahashlim parshiyos of imat zibur, havi kikores ha-shma, umutur. So halacha is that he's allowed to make up the parshiyos. Now, the Drisha points out that also shnai mikra vecha targum is going to be mutter. In the Divrei Sofrim, they quote from the tshuvas of the Ben Ishchai, that the Ben Ishchai said, why did the Drisha say, and to do Shnai Mikravecha Targum? Isn't this Shnai Mikravecha Targum? So he points out a very, very interesting point that you could use in Aruch Chaim. He says there's two halachos. There's halacha of Chai Vodim Lahashlim Parshiyos of Imat Zibur, that's one halacha, and then there's halacha of Shnai Mikravecha Targum. The halacha of Chai Lahashlim Imat Zibur is, let's say a person doesn't have a Sefer Torah. So then he's supposed to learn that he's supposed to read the whole parsha from the Chumash. That's Chayav Adam Lahashlam. And the Drisha adds, then there's also the din of Shnai Mikra of Echad Targum. So that's not Mefurish in the Mechaber, according to the Ben Ish Chai, but that's the other rule that comes out from here. Continues the Mechaber, Vim Karusa Ove Lalos, Torah Tzarech Lalos, Shema Yinimna Yudav Shel Farhesia. He says, and if they call him to the Torah, so then that will be Yudav Farhesia. So once he's called, he has to go up. Because if he doesn't, then somebody else refers to him. Should you call him to the Torah lechatchila? Should you call an avel on Shabbos to the Torah? So it depends. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Natama, you call us a bechol pam shlishi v'iravelus, v'lo kara chazan v'olahu me'atzma. The chazan didn't call him, and Rabbi Natama went up himself. V'amar kimen shehugro lekrosa shlishi bechol Shabbos, haroa she'ena olah, omer shekish b'vila velus u'nimna, v'avdram shel farisi. So if he gets an aliyah every week, so then in such a case, then the halacha is that he would need to get the aliyah. So the rule of thumb is that the avil doesn't get an aliyah unless he gets an aliyah every week. Who sometimes is more likely to get an aliyah? A kohen. V'cheinimu kohen avil. V'ein kohen acher b'seknes mutar krosav. Also, if there isn't any kohen, so then in such a case, then you do call the kohen. Avil b'inyan acher asur. But otherwise, the halacha is that it's asur. So you see from the Ramah, this custom, Baruch Hashem and Eretz Yisrael, I haven't seen this too often, but every once in a while they'll tell a kohen to leave the shul to be able to give more aliyahs to other people. That's wrong. You see from Hilchos Avelos that you could have also suggested that the kohen leave, but we don't suggest the kohen to do that, and the kohen should get an aliyah. The Pisrei Tshuva in Sifkatan Hey says as follows. He says that the Shuvas Das Eish says that if there's an avel, let's start with, who has a chiyuv, like his wife gave birth, or he has yard sight, then not to call him up would be avelus b'farhesia. So I would have guessed that would depend on how many people know about it. But he says that he seems to have a carte blanche heter, that to call up for a yard sight, or to call up for his wife to announce, for example, to name a baby. So then, in such a case, then that would be mutter. Finally, we have the halachos of Shabbos wrap up in the following way. We have the Pisrei Tshuva in Sifkat and Aleph that discusses something that really appears in Shin Sadi Tes. And that is, when does Avelus change on Friday afternoon? Here there's a lot of confusion out there. And let's start with the Mechaber and Shin Sadi Tes Hey, and then take it from, and then see the Pisrei Tshuva. Says the Mechaber, Shin Sadi Tes Hey, Divrei Torah, Aniyim b'mokam echad, Bashirim b'mokam acher. Im chal acher, Echad, excuse me, mimei avelus, chutz me ashvi be'erev haregel. If one of the days of avelus falls out on erev yontif, mutter lechabes v'lo yil b'shena ad alayla. V'tov lizar me lechabes ad achar ketzos, k'dei she'i nikar, she'bnei harebel uhu mechabes. A person is allowed to wash l'kovet haregel, but ideally, he should only do it right before the yontif. Aval lirchotz asar ad alayla. But washing, you can't wash. The avil can't wash until the nighttime, until yontif starts. Why? Because rechitza mi'ikr d'dina is mutter beregel. V'yesh matirin lirchotz achar tefilas mincha samach l'chashecha. And some say it's mutter samach l'chashecha v'chein no'agin. Oh, so what do we see, Rabbi Osai? We see that when it comes to erev yomtov, then the halacha is that his nihugi avelus really should go up until the nighttime. And that brings up the question of how far, when could an avel start preparing for Shabbos? And this is halacha lemaisa in every single case of avelus, or one six out of every seven cases of avelus is when the Yom Tov Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, the Avel is an Avel. So what did we learn in Shin Sadi Tes? Shin Sadi Tes said he can't bathe according to the first opinion. And then he quotes,
a yesh matirin. That there are some who say that just like the halacha is, that he could do his kfisa after chatzos, it turns out that they wouldn't be allowed to, they couldn't suggest to do it from samuch l'chashecha, tefillas mincha samuch l'chashecha, because that would be, he wouldn't be able to get the laundry done. So we allow it, but we only allow it at the last minute, and some say we don't even allow rechitza at all. So, says the Pischei Tshuva in Sifkatan Aleph, he says, the Tshuvas Givat Shol says that there's a mistake, and that is people make a mistake and they think that after Chatzos, Nihugi Avelos doesn't apply. He says that's wrong. He then quotes, and by the way, I want to stop right here and point out that I think there are many people who are unaware. Because what often happens is a Beis Avel will be busy on Friday, and then they will daven mincha, and then they will say the shiva is over. Some people think that if you say that the shiva is over, so then in such a case, then there's no nihugi avelos, and that's wrong. There's no shita that holds this way. That from after mincha, after chatzos, shiva would stop. However, the Pischei Tshuva does quote that the Shivas Tzion does say the last seven words in Sifkat and Aleph, Mizman Mincha Ktana Roshoy Lahaktim. From the time of Mincha Ktana, 3 hours or so before Shkia, so then, in such a case, then you'd be able to be Maktim. In other words, he'd be able to be Mekabel Shabbos already from that period of time. So we do see a heter from that period of time. And if he's able to be Mekabel Shabbos, then clearly what we're saying is that Nihugi Avelos doesn't apply. Once he's Mekabel Shabbos, then it would be okay. Ad kan divrei ha-Pischei Tshuva. However, if you take a look in your booklet, you'll see that the Mishnah Brura describes the psak in the following way. The Mishnah Brura, very good. Mishnah Brura on pages 41, 42, and 43. You have the psakim of the Mechaber. We're going to actually go out of order. We're first going to do let's not go out of order. Let's do the Mechaber first, then see Mishnah Brura. In Tav Kuf Mem Ches Yud, we have the following psak in Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchas Chol HaMoed, we do have the halachos of an Avel on Chol HaMoed. So there's a lot over here where you could see the Mishnah Brura shitas by doing this. Says the Mechaber, Vim Chal Echad Mimei Avel Schutz Mei Ashvi Be'erev Arego, Mutter Lechabes, V'lo Yibushena Ad HaLayla. So if it falls out, Avelos falls out on Erev Yom Tov, so then he can do Kibbutz, as we learned in Shin Tzadi Tes. Explains the Mishnah Brura in Lamed Vav, the Kibbutz de Belayla Yevshol Chavis Pnei Yom Tov V'tiru Lo B'yom, Pnei Arega, but Tisporus is still going to be Aser. And then he says, Avalirchatz Aser Adalayla, like we saw in Shin Tzadi Tes. Hey! And then he quotes, like we saw in Shin Tzadi Tes, "Hey, v'yesh matir l'erchatz achar tefillas mincha samach l'chashecha." So this is the approach of the Mechaber here as well. What is l'mais l'maisis? Take a look at the Mishnah Brura Lamed Tes. Mishnah Brura says, "Dafkir l'erchatz avol shar dinei avelos kigon yeshivas karka v'chalitzas mino noeg ad shetechshach." Knowing Ad Shetech Shach. The Yeshua's Yaakov then says in Sifkat Mem that during the Zman of Tosefes Yom Tov, you're not knowing. And what time is that for Shabbos? 2 hours, Samach La'erev, is the Zman of Kabbalah Shabbos. And so that is going to be like we saw, similar to what we saw from the Sefer Shivas Tzion. That during that Zman of Yeshiva, that's going to be enough if he's Mekabel Shabbos. But he says, Shar Dina Aves, Kigun Shivas Karka Vechalitzas Mino, no egg, Ad Shetech Shach. So, that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, if you stroke your beard and you begin to analyze the halachos, the truth is the Ramah's psak is very difficult. The Ramah, both here in Orachayim, as well as in Shin Sadi Tes and Sifhei, says the minig is to wash from Tfilas Hamincha Samach L'Chashecha. But wait a second. Washing is asur during Shloshim for the Ramah. You remember, Rabosa, we paskin that washing is going to be asur. So why would the Ramah be able to be makel? I understand why the Mechaber could be makel to wash, because the Mechaber holds that during Shloshim there isn't going to be an Isser of Rechitza. However, if we're talking about the Shita of the Ramah, how is it going to be Mutter? In other words, it's not going to be Mutter even Bilel HaChag. It shouldn't even be Mutter, because it's still during Shloshim. So I understand that the Mechaber is saying that's going to be Mutter Bilel HaChag. But according to the Ramah, the halacha is that it's Asur even Shloshim. So even though the Chag is going to break Shiva, but it's not going to break Shloshim, who asks this Kasha? The Shach. The Shach in Shin Tzadi Tes, Tezvav, asks this Kasha. It's a bomb Kasha. Oh. So the Shach's answer, take a look, in Tezayin, I'm sorry, I said Tezvav, I meant to say Tezayin, says, Va'af al-gav, about seven lines from the bottom of the Shach, before Yud Zayin, Va'af al-gav, the Baruch Chaim, Kosav Arad, L'didon, the Nog, Yisr, Chitza, Kol Lamed, Osel, L'chutz, the Arrega, Lo Batul, Men, Rak Shiva, V'adin, L'nin, Kinyus, Haimu, Mishum, the Kachu, Roi, Lahoros, Iyavi, Yisr, Chitza, V'kibus, Kol Shoshim, and Adin. Aval Kan, Kosav, the Mikol Mokom, Haminig, Eino, Kain. So the Shach says that the minig is to be makel. Why? Because the Ramah himself was only machmir in Hilchos Rechitza of Shloshim, for the Yisr Shloshim. He was only machmir as it being a minim. So when it goes up against Yontif, so then the halacha is that he says that it's going to be mutter. When it's going up against Yomtif, then the minig of Shloshim does not apply. The difficulty is that the Ramah was machmir in both page 42 and 43 in Hilchos Chol Hamoed, in Tavkuf Memches Siv Ches, and Tavkuf Memches Siv Yud. The Ramah says, according to us that are machmir on Rechitza, then we should be machmir on Rechitza and not allow him to do it Erev Yom Tov. So there's a stira between the Ramah in Shin Sadi Tes to the Ramah in Tof Kuf Menches. Because he says, V'hu adin ha-Rechitza l'dan, no'gin is a-Rechitza kol lamid. So there's a stira. So the Shach attempts to say that the Ramah was saying that if we paskind lehalacha that way, so then einachanami it would be aser. However, since we only know, we accepted only the Torah's minug, so then in such a case the kavod yomtiv would be makel, but after yomtiv, says the Shach, it'll still be aser. The pshat is a little bit difficult. The Ramah is quite shver, and we leave off with the tzarachiyun in the Ramah. Okay, so b'siyata d'shmaya, we went through Hilchos Shabbos for an Avel. Emir Tzashem, next time we will do Hilchos, b'siyata d'shmaya, we'll go through Hilchos Yom Tov. We went through the Sodos already of how we have Rego of not being Ola L'minyan, why it's not Ola L'minyan, and the Sodos of how it worked, and the details of Hilchos Shabbos and Siman Tov. Mir Tzashem, we will finish up with Shin Sadi test. Okay, one more point that I realized that I didn't point out, halacha lemaisa, is Rav Neman Sal's Hansaga. So if you take a look in the new Yitzchak Yikares, in the old edition, it didn't appear. Rav Neman Sal then summarizes what the Hanhaga lemaisa is, taking into account the Mishnah Berurah. Again, what we're talking about is in regards to getting up on Avel, getting up on Erev Shabbos. So, in Dibur Maskil Bizman Tosefes, we learned that during this Zman Tosefes, maybe you could be Meiko. So Rav Neman Sal says, V'dafka shekol atzibur mekam Shabbos vol yom. Avel mraka Avel hosem michol ha-kodesh, sarach lahamshich linog b'nihugaves ad shetechshach. Ovat shekol atzibur yikavul Shabbos. So Rav Neman Sal says that even though we have a suggestion to mekabel Shabbos early, that would be only if the entire tzibur does that. Sherei kabbalas b'yachid eina nechshav aveles b'farhesi. And his logic is that when it comes to the kabbalah b'yachid, so then that would not be a problem that he continues doing aveles because it won't be aveles b'farhesi. However, even though that's Mariv Rabbi's psak, he does scale back a little bit. He says, "Avo muter miplaga mincha litzachzeach na'olav." He says to shine one's shoes, it will be muter. V'yitachin sha'af l'chabes bigdo l'chvod Shabbos, and possibly to launder one's clothing, like we saw for Yontif. Kach ora ad marzal. So this is the psak of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman said, on the one hand, it's going to be binding the Zman of Avelos up until the Tzibur is knowing Shabbos, and therefore he would continue to get Avelos, but preparing for Shabbos, that he'd be allowed to do. Then Rav Neman Sal adds, V'ayin aruch ha-shulchan, de-bizman mincha k'tana, mivatlan simane Avelos, v'lo shimin olim miplaga mincha, that the aruch ha-shulchan was mekel. In other words, the aruch ha-shulchan understood differently. That it's not the pshat that it's the Kabbalah Shabbos is docha the Avelos b'farhesia, but rather the pshat is that once you begin to prepare for Shabbos, the time that's normal for people to prepare for Shabbos, then the Avel doesn't have to be noeg niuge Avelos. Avel a minig hu shelo lino minolim. But Rav Neman Sal says the minig is not to wear shoes. So there is an Aruch HaShulchan that is more meiko. However, Moreinu Rav Neman Sal Shlita holds that the Avel should wait until that period of time. My brother Shlita was noeg. I was not aware of this formulation of Rav Neman Sal. I just came across this, or let me rephrase it. I did not remember Rav Neman Sal's psak because I didn't learn it from him because it wasn't in the old Mishnah Berurahs. So I think the Chevra told it to me when we were learning this 5 years ago, but it didn't stay in my head. So when we sat Shiva, my brother was noeg based on, I guess, the poskim in Lakewood, exactly the way Rav Neman Sal also says it, and that is to be makbid to wear sandals and not to wear shoes up until, and do all nihug avelos and sit on the ground and so on up until the time where everybody is the Kabbalah Shabbos.